So I am going to take a channel from Connie's presentation and start off with meditation. Now, the meditation is by, besides Ernest Holmes, I didn't know I loved Ernest Holmes that much, but before Ernest Holmes, I had Wayne Dyer, and I had loved him forever. He really, was stuck on me and his teachings and his way of being. So he's my favorite teacher, and I would like to for us to do a meditation that really gave me an attitude adjustment, Bethany, 2 nights ago, and I have been listening to him since. This meditation is on YouTube as well, so if it calls to you all, just go ahead and kind of look for it. I could tell you what it is. So let's just take another deep breath after that song and just be present. Be here now. That's where God is, in this now moment. I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been and always will be. There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, God, of which I am part, and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all my problems. And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle or worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers would be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in my life that I work for and are part of my fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this. It's only that I believe. For in the strength of my belief, like in the Hannah song, my faith would make it so. I can see the hand of intelligence all about me in the flowers, the brook, the trees, the meadows. I know that the intelligence that created all things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know my body is a manifestation of pure spirit, and that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it, for it is nothing but an illusion. There can be no obstacles or undesirable circumstances in the mind of God, which is in me, around me, and serves me now. I know that I am pure spirit and that I always have been. That's the end of the meditation, but I always have been repeating the words over the years that I have, when since I've come to know this statement from the Science of Mind textbook. that there is only one life. That life is God. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. I let it be so. And so it is. Awesome. So we breathe that in, lots of good stuff. And just be in the space of receiving, because doing this, again, Bethany, I absolutely had and continue to unfold my attitude adjustment. I needed to do this process, this project of bringing the work to you today. And so following up from, and the topic today is prayers, or prayer must be affirmative. And, you know, one would think that we know this. I'm going to go back to, one would think I know this. All right. So when you hear me using the word you and we, just know I'm talking to me, all right? If I forget to say I, it's not directional at anyone else. It's about myself. and so I was really in a space to receive the idea that prayer, what is prayer, right? Prayer is about that constant, you know, what we call it, is that idea of the thoughts that we have, the idea that we are moving into a space of letting our inner wants, our inner needs, our inner yearnings be expressed, right? Prayer is basically made up of our everyday thinking, and prayer generally comes from, in a sense, a place of lack, which means I am praying in order to be more of who I am, to understand more of who I am, or to stand in that space of my God self. And prayer is a way of sort of joining, or what's the word? Prayer is that. Prayer to me is in the space of, you know, what I desire, what is supposed to be out there. It's not out there, by the way, because if it's out there, then how would I get it, right? We are all one. Everything, every atom, every iron, everything is one. So it's not me and what I desire. It's me as what I desire, right? But we sometimes, including myself, feel that I gotta pray for something that I want, and not remembering that what I desire is already there, all right? So Ernest Holmes reminds us that we must pray without ceasing. That sounds really boring, maybe to some, right? At sometimes it did sound boring to me. And sometimes it's like, who got time for that kind of thing, right? But at the same time, we do need that attitude adjustment to come back to the space of, we always have this idea of a chatter going on. Our thoughts are really our prayers, right? So what is it that we are putting out? Because everything that we are putting out, the law will respond. Everything that is going on, we just have to remember that there is a divine ear that is consistently listening, and that is consistently will be creative. And so if it is that I am putting out something that I want, that I, you know, could reach out and grasp, then How do I put that out there? How am I looking at how God responds to my thoughts? How the creative law responds to my thoughts? How the subjective mind responds to my thoughts? The consciousness that we are, right? So all thoughts are creative and our prayers are thoughts. And so I would encourage us to always remember that. So I have a book from Susan Sorensen, and it's called The Sacred Continuum, and it's an amazing book because it helped me a lot. I look back at the date. It was August 5th, 2002 when I received that, when I bought that book in the bookstore at Celebration Center. And it has been my perfect, one of my perfect companions over the years, right? So Susan said, we live, move, and have our being in a sacred continuum, an unbroken and inseparable wholeness, which has no beginning and no end. And it cannot be paused, it cannot be disconnected. There are no separate paths. So if we want to reveal the truth of being from a permanent perspective, we cannot do it by praying periodically. The divine ear, as she calls it, is always listening. We are in constant communion with spirit, whether we know it or not. We must consciously live our prayers and choose our thoughts carefully, moment to moment, if we want to change our lives. Right. So this is where, the rogue Gail could kick in and say, well, who have time for that? Who have time to always stay in the presence? But that is what it would take. It's really realigning ourselves with the knowledge of what we know. There's a statement, he who knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin, kind of, right? So if we know what is the truth, and if we know what would make a difference in our lives, why don't we do it? Why don't I do it? Right? So one of the things that Ernest Holmes encouraged is to pray without ceasing, to pray ceaselessly, right? And what does that mean is that we constantly have to remember that prayers are our only, or the thoughts are our only communication that we are putting out there that are going to make a change in our lives, right? So as we learn to think and as we learn to speak of the type of relationship we are adjusting to, or maybe some of us already are in that relationship with the presence, and they live and move and have their beings, and I could call a couple of people who are like that, right? Those mystics out there, they are literally in that space of the presence. And so they don't see anything else but God, right? They see God in the rocks that, on the street. They see God as the sand of the sea sand. They see God in flowers. They see God in everything, right? And so that took time, some time to get there, but it also is a way of stating that this is the only way that we can move into that God space, is when we realize and recognize everything as God. And if we see everything as God, then even the things that we are consciously trying to move away from, in a sense, what we are doing is denying God, in a sense, right? So let's go to the idea of I am that which I am, right? So if God for me shows up as Connie said, okay, you're a loving mother. Sometimes I move into a space differently, but I absolutely endorse and I accept that. Because doing anything other than saying I'm a loving mother, which I know that I want to be or I am, is also telling, sending out my thoughts out there that maybe I'm not as loving as Connie think I am, right? Well, what is that doing? That is throwing some wrenches into my belief system, right? So why must prayers be affirmative? Well, prayers are affirmative or should be affirmative because they are going to enhance and consistently enhance our belief system. God responds to thoughts. The thoughts that I have is, oh, maybe I'm not a good man. But then I want to get back to that space very quickly. And say, especially with Connie being a mystic, that she sees God in everything and in every action, right? I want to get back there and really take the realm of my life, the way I portray or want to portray myself in this world, and say, yes, I endorse that I am love and I am a loving mother. Right? Because if I throw that wrench in there and say, oh, then that becomes creative. And what does that creation do to me? It can cause confusion. It can say, you know, it can put me into a space where, my goodness, am I or am I not? It puts me into a space of doubt, right? And as I did the Wayne Dyer's meditation, Wayne said that I am confident, I am sure, and I am secure, I am serene, right? So, in order for our thoughts to be consistently acted upon by spirit, we have to put out there what it is we want to create. If I want confidence, I cannot put out thoughts that maybe it will come. I put out thoughts in this now moment, I am confident, right? So, in a way, we are recreating ourselves on a daily basis. I am recreating me and making me into a new me every day. And like with any other change, I have to consistently keep the routine and practice, right? So being able to say to myself, say the positive things that I know is needed to keep me in a place of affirmative thinking or affirmative prayer, I have to recognize that it takes time, just like driving a car. I learned on a clutch car. So I had to press the clutch, I have to do the gas, and still have to talk about the brakes and still keep my focus out there and hold the wheel and a lot at the time, right? Now I can put one arm outside and have a conversation, opening a bag of nuts or whatever with the other hand and pressing the brake and clutch, without a problem. Well, that came with a lot of revising the idea of what I know. I had to renew and renew and renew until it became like the next best step for me, right? So just like driving, as you learn to become competent, we also learn to become competent in our affirmations, in the way we see ourselves, the way we want to direct our lives, Now, there are reasons why there is a chapter or a session on prayer must be affirmative, right? Because if we didn't have an issue with it, then it probably would have been a, nothing to talk about. But we all know that to always be in that affirmative space, that place where I always want to put out the good vibrations. I always want to remember the truth of who God is in me, as me, and through me. And that is exactly what I want to put out there when I'm affirming what it is that I want for myself and for others, right? So, as we talked about the different stages, we did the unification, recognition, the unification, we did realization. And if this is the realization part of the conversation, that it has to make a difference for us when it comes to what is it that I want to realize, right? Whatever you ask for, remember, you would get. Now, how you ask for it and the manner and the thought process that you hold, remember, we are all consciousness, and spirit doesn't just sit and wait to hear what we say, right? Spirit is about expressing the thoughts, the idea of who we are in relationships, with our finances, in whatever activities that we are experiencing. Spirit already has, and this is very, very low-key, has already read what it is we are desiring, right? Or spirit has already understood that we might be wishy-washy, that we're not sure of what we want, what sure of what I want, right? So the way I think and the way I speak must be continuously be positive. So in teaching the foundation class, one of the things that I remembered is we have like five P's, right? And the five P's, literally P as in Paul, right? Literally are very effective and effective when it comes to the recognition stage, right? The five P's would be when you are speaking from that space of what it is you want, come from it, first of all, from a positive point of view, right? Because I'm just going to go back for a quick little bit. We have come not knowing that we can ask and then we can just receive. We have come from a lot of belief systems that tells us that we have to wail and moan, and we have to feel that we are indebted to a God that is going to have pity on us. And the more we moan is the more we are being paid attention to. So that's a belief system for me, my belief system, that I had to let go. And of course, a lot of our belief systems come from childhood. And when we try to break childhood stuff, it's not that easy, right? So we kind of revert back to, oh my God, please, if I do this, I know you will, right? So we just have to remember to always know that there is nowhere for God to go. There is nowhere that no space in between what I want and what I want to see happen, right? There is no space because What I want is already God expressing. And who am I? I am God expressing. I am that love that is God. And what am I asking for? The love that is God expressed as dot, 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 right? So could love be divided? Absolutely not. So it's important to remember to stay on the positive side. You know, when it says pray without ceasing, pray consistently. Well, it gets old, but we also have to know, just like in driving, we got to be able to pay attention to where we are, where we are going, and to master the skills of driving. Otherwise, we are gonna, you know, obviously we're gonna have failure, right? And so similarly, if I don't continuously pray, and pray doesn't mean, you know, I know you all know what I mean, but we must consistently be in a space of affirmation, of knowing that it is already done, of knowing that there is no distance between God and what I want, of knowing that what I want is showing up as me, in me, right? So we don't want to put any kind of distance between what we know God to be and what we want to receive. Otherwise, then there is what we call duality, right? Something I want is out there and I can't get it. Well, if something you want is out there and you can't get it, because we know that God is and as and through us, well, if there is something out there, then you really can't get it. Because there is no out there in God. Right? So, moving forward, so you have positive, then you have to make your prayer powerful, right? Excuse me. Make it as powerful as you want. Bring in every vibration you have that you know when in receiving it or in already feeling that you have it, how is it you're going to be? How would you feel? What would change? What would be different? So put all that power into your asking. Because if you ask, it is already done. There is no ifs, ands, or buts, right? However, there is that blind between our eyes that we can't see or we can't hear or we can't feel because we are not in the unison and oneness of God, of where the substance of all things are, right? So positive, so power, positive, powerful. What's the other one? Oh my God, I wrote them down. Be precise. Now I know we like to give long-winded treatment and all kind of stuff like that. Don't bother with that. Forget to make it long and just remember, because remember, this is you as God. And as you speak, it is done, right? As I speak, it is done. So, God, I need this. This is what I want to see happen in my now presence. And so it is, right? So the longer we take to formulate our sentences is that we're going too much into that atmosphere of, you know, how can I make it really good so that it becomes, it maybe comes to me faster, for example, right? Forget fast. Just remember that what you want and the thing that you want is already won. And there's no other way you can get it except by being it, all right? So the other one is present. Don't pray and say, I will like to have that, right? Be in the present moment. I receive this now. I am now open to my highest good. I am in a space where I know God is existing now as that gift that I desire in me, as me, through me, right? The only way we can do it is from being present in a present time. There is no future God. And God is not a God of the past. God is always now, right? So make it personal. If you're praying for another, you pray, I know this truth about Mr. Hannah, right? I know that just as I am dot, 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 they too are that full-blown example of who God is, you know, that the emanation of God, right? So what they want, it's easy for me to pray about because I have already found a space where I understand that this is about the continuation of who I know and how I know God to be expressed. So if God is expressed as me and I am desiring of this, then who are the Hannahs? Are they chopped liver? No, they are just as amazing and important and showing up in the now moment as God expressing as, right? So be in that space of being present, personal, powerful, precise, and positive. And then the fun fact of this is when our prayer is complete, we know that we know whether we have released our false beliefs or not, because you have a difference in you. You feel alive. Something comes alive when you release those false beliefs and say, I no longer subscribe to waiting my, you know, or to doing penance or whatever it is in order to see something happens. I know that the magic of this is if I speak it, it is here now. The law, God, spirit, the subjective mind really are alerted to my thoughts, to my belief system, and it is acting on my behalf in this now moment. So don't be shy. This is all you. This is all God. And it is important to become aware of your thoughts moment by moment, because we can have the most amazing prayer now, talking about myself, okay? I can have the most amazing prayer in this now moment, and half an hour later, I sabotage myself, right? And when it comes to sabotaging ourselves, it is literally a self-defeating type of way we may live, right? And this came to me just recently, full disclosure, that I can do some sabotaging, that I may have been sabotaging myself, all right? So it is important that, you know, if we are not supporting, consistently supporting the positivity, the affirmation of who we are and how we want to show up, if we just say we say our prayer and then we let it go and hope that the spirit is going to work the way it works, no, the spirit is working because you are thinking again and you're not thinking the same way that you just said it, right? So remember not to go to that point of self-sabotage. And I'm going to finish. I didn't realize the time went that long. The way to know God is to live in God consciousness, all right? And not to bewail our imperfections and to not to feel that we are distant from God. has all these absolute detriment to us truly living a spiritual, uplifted life, right? So we are conscious beings who are responding to the only thing we know, which is the divine in us, as us, through us, right? There, you know, we sometimes think of the light and darkness, but the darkness can never respond to the light. Because if it responds, it will respond everywhere, and that doesn't happen, right? So there is nothing about the darkness that we are incorporating. We are always light. And so whatever is non-existent, like the darkness, let it go. Let go of the thought process that something is holding you back, something is getting in your way. Today is about giving ourselves grace. And that grace means that we are giving ourselves our own power to rise up to our own spirituality. Namaste. Thank you.